Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing.
I didn't know there was any intention of giving anything back to the fans. I think our job, once again, I'm going to say this, I think our job is to prepare and come out and play and give the best version of baseball that the fan base needs.
It just feels bad when we strike out, when I strike out and I get booed. You know, it doesn't really get to me, but like I want to let them know that we're going to do the same thing to let them know how it feels.
1-2 to Baez.
Javi Baez back in the lineup with an RBI.
Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
It was my opinion. It's just how I feel, you know. Like I say, I love the fans, and I like playing for the fans, but we can't have our fans against us.
Into the Washington bullpen it goes. The apple rises in center field for Baez.
Baez rockets one. Forget that. That is way, way out of here.
Mets fans, New York fans, like this city that knows baseball probably more than any other city, you know, they have the right to react however they want.
Called on the inside corner. Kevin Pillar strikes out looking.
Lindor struck out his first time. Tying run at second, winning run at first. First pitch.
Like I said, the booze doesn't bother me. It kind of makes me compete more.
Baez too slow to come home. He has to go to first, but then he throws it by Alonso. And Baez hurts himself on his way to first base.
I mean, I go out there pitch by pitch and compete.
Baez comes up lame.
Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet.
Well, now we have the immaculate reception. And you might remember Terry Bradshaw to Franco Harris back in December of 1972. We have the immaculate inning. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 outs. And we have 3 on the outs with the immaculate rejection of Lindor, Baez, Pillar, and any other Metropolitans for flipping thumbs down to paying customers who may care more about winning than many of the players they root for. With their thumbs down, they have invited millions of fingers pointed up. Javier Baez, shame on you. Francisco Lindor, shame on you. Kevin Pillar, shame on you. And any other Metropolitan followers like Lemmings to the Sea, shame on all of you for being so hypocritical and deciding it's okay for fans to cheer success, but not react or accept or tolerate failing in a most disappointing, frustrating, and gut-wrenching season of underwhelming performance. How dare they insult? How dare they insult and disrespect fans who pay with their money, pay with their heart, and pay with their emotions the right to show joy and the right to show unhappiness, disappointment, and failure. Somebody tell those unsuccessful Metropolitans that you won't be doing yourselves any favor insulting or demeaning a fan base by telling them they have put pressure on the team by booing, when a Metropolitan fan is well aware that among the players themselves, pressure comes from within. And if anything, the Metropolitans couldn't take the pressure of first place, nor the pressure put on them from teams chasing them, or even the pressure of trying to catch them. You wonder if Baez can take the pressure of being one of the leaders in strikeouts in both American and National Leagues. You wonder if Lindor can take the pressure of 10 years and $341 million. And you wonder if Pilar can take the pressure of being a part-time player. You wonder if they are fit at all to handle the pressure of winning in the most intense and largest baseball market anywhere. Baez, Lindor, Pilar, and those others with thumbs down, really, do you think they understand that the bar has been set very high in New York City, where winning is met with godlike status, where winning ensures a lifetime of love and certainly respect? Yesterday, for the second time in months, look out, the Metropolitans accomplished a two-game winning streak, beating a team that gave up by the trading deadline. Where were the 9 runs they scored yesterday when they needed to hold on to first place? You know where those runs were? Left on the bases stranded. Where were the 9 runs when the schedule had them playing two of the best teams 13 straight games? The runs came elsewhere, from other teams, and not just the Giants or Dodgers, but a number of unwelcome runs came from Pittsburgh and Miami and some other teams as well. The organization, as we all know, failed to see that injuries, major injuries to key players, and winning with backups can really only take you so far. Something the fan could see well before the organization could see or even recognize now. With a long season, fans knew that possibly being in first place with so many backups for another couple of months was going to be very tough to hold on to. And these fans who never gave in, never stopped believing they could make a run, get back in the race, never giving up, at least not for the diehards, not for most of the diehards. Some were giving up a long time ago, but certainly on this radio station 24/7, you thought that once DeGrom and maybe a Syndergaard and a Syndergaard and maybe some other players on the outside looking in might come in to the rest of the regular season and help the Metropolitans achieve serious October baseball. What Baez and Lindor fail to realize is it's not the fans who have failed to live up to expectations, failed to be honest with themselves. What Baez and Lindor and Pilar and the others need to do is look at themselves in the mirror that is cracked. And if honest with themselves, give thumbs down to their own lack of success in 2021. New York fans can take a punch. They can take losing, heartbreaking losses, but taking blame will not be tolerated, not be accepted by players not holding themselves responsible and accountable. Baez, Lindor, Pilar, the others, they don't understand that fans want their players to win, yet rooting or supporting losing is not part of the DNA of a New York Metropolitan fan of any New York fan of any sport who expects energy and effort to be there every single day when winning is not. Shame on those Mets for not understanding that thumbs down at fans should be more of one finger pointed at themselves. What Lindor and Baez and Pilar and maybe some of the others might like and really enjoy and accept is playing before cardboard cutouts. So what is in a number? Let's take the number 13. And with 13, you have a new version of Tale of Two Cities. There's your 13-game winning streak that says we are here, we matter, and we see serious October baseball a month away. And with the 13 against the two better teams in the National League, there were 11 losses. And come October, for one New York baseball team, it's going to be a Columbus Day parade and a happy Halloween. Yes, the Yankees have made lots of noise with Judge and Stanton and Cole and Odor, who doesn't need to call time, at least not as loud as he did to get the attention of Angel Hernandez. So, yes, of course, the Yankees have been heard from, and so has the Tampa Bay Rays, working toward their own 13-game winning streak. If the Yankees have that wild card game in the Bronx, they cannot make the same kind of mistakes made on Saturday and have time called for their offense on Sunday. Saturday, a run-scoring balk, two errors and a 17-batter stretch of no hits against a pitcher to be named later. What Gallo, who said on Saturday he could say for Sunday as well, just one of those days. Boone didn't waste a challenge on Sunday as he did on Saturday, but the offense wasted another terrific performance from Jordan Montgomery. And certainly a Jordan Montgomery outing by failing to capitalize on a number of opportunities that they had, including double plays that certainly kill rallies, and a Chad Green who made one mistake too many. The New York Yankees better not play the wild card the way they played Saturday and Sunday. They cannot afford just one of those days in a wild card game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.